Voting rights advocates and Democrats are calling for the passage of legislation to restore the Voting Rights Act, which was signed into law 55 years ago, when African Americans were largely disenfranchised from voting, especially in southern states. Alabama Democrat Terry Sewell says states and localities are still trying to disenfranchise voting rights.
We currently have a president who openly rails against mail-in voting in the midst of a pandemic, no less. We have state legislatures that are working hard to make it difficult for Americans to vote by reducing polling places and polling hours. And we have secretaries of states actively purging voter rolls. Ensuring fair and free elections is a cornerstone of our democracy, and right now too many Americans are being left behind. I'm honored to join with the Leadership Conference and all activists in trying to ensure that every American has access to the ballot box.
That's why she sponsored legislation that passed the House to restore the Voting Rights Act. It was gutted in 2013 when the Supreme Court struck down Section 5 of the Act, which had allowed the Department of Justice to block changes to voting laws if they were found to be discriminatory in some of the most racist southern states. Opponents of the move say the times had changed. But policymakers say the times demand greater voting protections in the midst of a health crisis and pandemic. California Secretary of State Alex Padilla says Sewell's bill, now named after the late civil rights icon who organized for the right to vote, Congressman John Lewis, would infuse states with needed money to help implement vote by mail and other safe voting strategies during the pandemic. But it's languishing on Senate leader Mitch McConnell's desk.
The voters of America do not have to make the false choice between exercising their right to vote and protecting their health and that of their loved ones. But to implement these measures, we need the resources to do so. COVID-19 has not just had a devastating impact on the health of Americans, but it's had a devastating economic impact too, including to state and local government budgets. I proudly lined up with all the voices on this call demanding the United States Senate pass the $3.6 billion already approved by the House of Representatives to let elections officials to provide us the resources we need to implement the measures that the voters of the United States of America deserve.
Padilla says California is a leader in voting rights as it's planning to send vote-by-mail ballots to all registered voters this coming election. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.